Good afternoon, everyone. My voice, I will have to read most of the word of encouragement. I did not have time to memorize it. And you're going to have to, will have to bear with me on the pronunciation of some of the words. I am French and I did not graduate from Harvard. I'm going to talk today about the true Christian spirituality. If we turn to Isaiah 64:8, it says, "But now, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, and you our potter, and all we are the work of your hand." So God is our potter, and we are the clay. You know, a potter molds and shapes a rough lump of clay into what will become a beautiful vase. You know, God is in the process of forming His supreme spiritual masterpiece out of the called out ones of His church. And Jesus said in Matthew 5:48, "You shall be perfect like your Father in heaven is perfect." That's not an easy task to do. It's hard. Jesus said in Matthew 7:14, "The way is difficult." But we know we'll never attain that kind of perfection in this life, but that should be our goal. And Acts 14:22. I don't know if you want to turn there. Acts 14:22, last part, says, "We must, through many tribulation, enter the kingdom of God." And Romans 8 tells us that the carnal mind is hostile against God and His law. So a true Christian does not want to sin and should not sin. But sometimes we find ourselves caught up in old habits and we are tempted by Satan and we do sin. And Jeremiah 17:9 tells us that man's heart is desperately wicked. You know, before we are spirit born, one must attain reasonable spiritual maturity. In other words, we must grow spiritually. And spiritual growth is character development. And perfect spiritual character is the way of God. It's the way of love. The minister years ago once told us that if we don't make gains in our spiritual life, if we don't grow spiritually, if we stay at the same level of spirituality all the time, we will actually be going downhill spiritually, and the worst thing is we won't even notice it. God does not create His character in us automatically. It takes time. We also have a part to play in this. We have to struggle against the pulls of human nature and Satan. This is not easy. It's hard. But, you know, a trial actually help us to grow spiritually. If you want to turn to James 1, verse 2, says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall in various trials." I remember hearing a sermon about trials back in Worldwide years ago. And this member, after the sermon, this member came up and said, "Well, we have to rejoice in trials. I have to remember that when I get a trial. But I guess he didn't understand the reason why we should count it all joy when we fall into various trials. Trials actually drive us to seek help from God. We cannot hurdle these trials successfully with our own power. We don't have any power. Even Jesus said of myself, I can do nothing. So trials drive us to seek help from God. Our trials are maturing us spiritually during this life. Excuse me, I'm waiting some water. So by yielding to God, God is molding our character. By overcoming our sins, we build godly character. As we are building godly character, we are bearing good fruits. And what are these fruits, these good fruits? Well, they're in Galatians 5, verse 22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. You have probably noticed the first fruit is love. And love is the most important one, for God is love. The others are important also. They amplify the attitude of love. They are added expression of the divine love of God. And love will enable us to fulfill, to obey God's laws. That love is manifested, first of all, in adoration and worship of God and literal obedience to Him. And then in outgoing concern and service towards others. And remember the greatest commandments that Jesus gave. Love God, and the second is like it. Love your neighbor. So, here is the conclusion of all this. Do you know what determines a true Christian spirituality? It is the fruits of the Holy Spirit mentioned in Galatians 5. These things or character traits expressed in living character determine true spirituality. These character traits in Galatians 5 are the character traits of God Himself. They are expression of the love of God, which has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit of God. I think I'll repeat that one. What determines a true Christian spirituality? It is the fruits of the Holy Spirit mentioned in Galatians 5. These character traits express in living character determine true spirituality. These character traits in Galatians 5 are the character traits of God Himself. They are expression of the love of God, which has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit of God. And this, that is true Christian spirituality. Thank you.